Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Trippy Tommy for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. I'm sitting here playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I see that they just announced a new Call of Duty game, like, already. Which, that shit kind of blows my mind anymore these days. It's like, as soon as you get a couple seasons in on, like, the newest Call of Duty game, they're already about ready to drop a whole ass new one. Like, to stay up with the times on these video games is getting a little more expensive and a little more frequent, you know? Like, I definitely feel that. And, yeah. I enjoy this one. I like Modern Warfare. I like the original Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 quite a lot. They're really good. If you don't play on hardcore when you play your game, you just need to not play it because you're a pussy. You play on core where it takes like a whole ass, like, you know, clip of bullets just to kill someone, like, that's so unrealistic. It's not gonna take a whole fucking 20 bullets to kill someone, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just not realistic. Even with all that gear on, you're not fucking Superman, like, let's go. So I appreciate hardcore, and it kind of makes you learn the maps because it doesn't have a mini map for you. And it doesn't be showing people on the map unless you have UAV. Which makes you also respect UAV a lot more. Because when you got it, it's like, fuck yeah, I can find them easily, you know. Which is pretty cool. I use the SCAR mainly. My girl is like an LMG main. Which I understand, a lot of bullets, makes sense. I'm an auto rifle guy, the SCAR is my baby. I'll kill him with the SCAR, like, it's the one I've just been murking with. It reminds me of all my favorite guns, pretty much. It's the SCAR that was in Black Ops 2 as well, so. Which for me is objectively my favorite Call of Duty, but it's just probably because I spent the most time playing that one when I was like a teenager living at my parents' house, like, just to be honest, like, the Nuketown map was great, it was small, you could like throw a tomahawk from one side to the other and kill people, like, it was just, I don't know, I really enjoyed the zombies in that game too, it was easy enough, but also had like the transit, which was really fucking cool. But fuck those little goblin things that come at you when you get out in the fog. You jump off the bus to try to get that weapon that's over there on like the bridge. Those little goblin things come at you all quick, like fuck those. Cause usually at the beginning you only got like a pistol. And you're just, you know, getting them left and right. Hope everybody's doing okay. I started a new job recently that I actually really like. I'm a utility locator. The guys that go out in the white trucks with the little lights on top that say utility locator, USIC, is who I work for. We go out and like hook a transistor up to electric cable or, you know, gas line. And mark it out in the yard so people can dig or aerate their yards or, you know, anytime you dig, you should definitely call 811 because it's very dangerous. If you hit a gas line, you can, like, fucking blow up. Or if you hit an electric line, you can just, you know, fry yourself like a fucking egg. It's just very dangerous. If you're gonna be digging, just call someone and we'll come out and mark where your shit's at, so you don't fuck yourself up or someone else. And those cables are very expensive. And it's a pain in the ass for them to dig them up and change them out and stuff. So just do yourself a favor and call 811 before you dig. Because it's important. Let me think. So yeah, we should have another episode for you guys pretty soon. This will probably be an intro I'm gonna slap on the front of our newest episode. I need to schedule and plan, I guess, still, which is cool because I like kind of doing it last minute because it's the energy that comes, like the chaos energy that comes out of last minute things sometimes can be really wonderful and inspirational and artistic, especially when you're dealing with artists. Spontaneity and things like that, they could be a really good trigger for something awesome or something not awesome, just depending on how you react to it, I guess. Man, this Black Lives Matter thing is still going on, and it really breaks my heart. Like, we should understand by now. Like, come on. We are all the same. We all bleed the same color. Doesn't matter if you believe in Allah or Jesus or, I don't know, Black Jesus. You know what I mean? Homeless Jesus, baby Jesus. It doesn't matter who you believe in or what you believe in is the afterlife or creation. It doesn't matter. We're all on this big spinning rock together. And we gotta learn to get along. To get along, if that makes any sense. We gotta get along so we can get along now, partner. So we were talking about in every episode having like a little 5-minute segment where Kurt and I just kind of talk shit to each other and work on some stand-up. Like, and I kind of want to put like little segments in to make the podcast a little more entertaining and a little more like comedic, because I'd like to eventually maybe do some stand-up. I've always, you know, had people tell me I'm pretty damn funny, and I enjoy talking to people and make people laugh, so I figured, you know, start putting in the work, writing some jokes, and see what happens. Go to a couple open mics and just feel it out. If everyone's like, you fucking suck, I won't do it anymore, but, you know, in life you're supposed to try things, and, you know, give it the good old college try, as they used to say. So, yeah. I think if you can, and it's not going to fuck up your current situation or your future, you should always try something out. Because you never know if it's going to be your fucking thing, if that's your jam, you know? When you hear a new song, you don't know it's your jam until you listen to it. So, try out new things, you know, new experiences. Laziness is a big one. Me and a friend were talking about this the other day about how he's having a problem with, like, committing to just, you know, getting his shit together. He just wants to sit around and do nothing and then be shitty around sitting and doing nothing. And I was like, man, the only way you can get things to happen is if you just do it. Not trying to be like a Nike spokesperson or anything, but like that's just the truth of it. I mean, it's shitty and it's not going to be fun, but if you just do something, you'll find out that once you put in just a minimal, just the enough effort to get you started, you'll find that it's usually good enough for you that your body will autopilot and be like, yo, this is awesome, let's do this. And it's not as bad as you think it is. So, not trying to be everyone's dad, but if anyone ever wants to talk or feels like, you know, they just can't handle what's going on and feel like they're going to do something crazy, feel free to hit any of us up that work for the podcast or on our personal, like, Instagrams or Facebooks or whatever, dude. Just reach out, please, because suicide is very real. And I've had suicidal thoughts, and I've had suicidal days, and some days I still have them. Like, I'm not going to lie, I struggle with mental illness myself. I have ADHD that I've fought with my whole life. My grandmother always used to tell me that idle hands are the devil's playground, and little boys with ADHD like that playground an awful lot. My grandmother was a sweet woman. I miss her dearly. She taught me many, many things that I hold dear and near. My grandma Linda was a character, man. She's the one that gave me my love for cats. because she always loved cats, and she had plants and cats, and she had, like, a schedule, and she was the most meticulous, like, planned out every day, wake up the same time, drink her coffee, make breakfast, check her sugar, because she was diabetic, clean the cat pans, water the plants, like, it was just an order she would do every single day. And I really respected her for that, because I was like, man, she's so on it. Like, I wish I could be like that. And I still think like that sometimes. Like, I'm very easily distracted, or I'm not very good at telling myself, nah, you gotta stick with this. If I don't feel like doing something, it's really easy for me to talk myself out of it. And I don't want to be like that. So, I want to get better about that. Hey, everybody. This is Trippy Tommy for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. I got some good friends here tonight. We are outside. So, if you hear a lawnmower or children yelling or females yelling, that's what happens at a redneck bonfire. So, just deal with that shit. I'm here with my buddies, Quentin Holman and Billy. You know Billy. Y'all motherfuckers know Billy. He's been here a few times. We like to get drunk and politically yell at each other until we understand why fucking concentration camps in America aren't a good idea.
Oh, no, that's not going to start again. We are not on that subject.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, it's not a good idea. Concentration camps was never a good idea.
So never, just, people. Don't ever listen to Drunk Billy or High Billy or any of it.
Just too many beers, Billy. Those are the things you'll get.
Yeah, no, we went in deep into a subject that we should have never been talking about, and that should never came.
It was very Miller Lite fueled topics.
Yeah, very, very. And, but we're drinking Miller Lite again and E&J brandy, so don't we're not going to come across that subject. We're
going to keep it nice and light tonight.
We're on a different vibe.
Absolutely. Let's just not go there. I'm not a Trump fan, and we'll leave it at that.
I don't mind Trump, but I do not like Biden.
Man, that's the thing. It's like it's a fucking shit shoot. It's like, okay, do you want to get raped in the mouth,
or do you
by a pineapple, a whole pineapple, or raped in the butt by a stick with blowfish, just all the way down. Like, it's not a good situation either way. Like, there's gonna be a lot of crying and tearing, and it's just not fun. So yeah, Quinn, what you been up to lately, man? So let's talk about your semi-crippling.
We didn't introduce Quentin, though.
Yeah, dude. Tell us about yourself, guy.
Like,
we worked with him. He was a welder at the trap shop in Lawrence.
Lawrence Trap Shop.
Shout out to the Fogles keeping the fucking welding department together.
And Corey over there.
Got a couple homies.
The massive jobs over there and actually taking the incentive to take that fall for the team to go out there and do the long.
Yeah, he is. He's the king of give a fuck right now. So
yeah, no,
keep it rolling, man.
Yeah.
So what's up, Quinn? What's been going on with you lately, man? Introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself. You have to speak loud.
Well, I'm a human person. I have a red beard.
That's a good start, yeah.
You know, and I fish a lot with Billy. And, like was previously mentioned, I worked with Tommy, of course, good old Tommy.
Hell yeah.
At the trap shop. I was recently, as the two of you well know, in a workplace injury. Broke my foot.
Were you wearing steel toes?
I was wearing steel toes.
Oh, fuck, so it made it probably, did it crush your steel toe when it happened?
No.
Walk us through the situation that put you semi-crippled.
Well, so this kid, right? He's like 20.
Fucking kids.
He had worked there before. Everybody's like, you can trust this kid. It's no problem.
He's, yeah.
He'll show you what to do.
Old Jimmy knows what's going on.
Right.
Come here, honey.
Well, he didn't. He didn't know what was going on.
Fucking Jimmy.
He had no idea what was going on, apparently.
Yeah.
He was rigging up this 20 by 6 foot.
Were you working on a press?
No, I was out in the weld shop, out on the floor, right?
Yeah.
There's this very large part, 6 foot by like 20 foot. And we're trying to flip it over so I could weld a lifting point on it. It's a little piece of angle iron.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha, so you can put like a strap or whatever and fucking
hoist
it up
with a fucking big crane, attach it to whatever the hell it goes, you know, it's supposed to be attached to. But so in the process of flipping this big thing, he had rigged it up wrong, incorrectly, entirely wrong.
He just fucking.
I don't have a whole lot of experience rigging shit, so I didn't.
So you didn't know whether it was right or wrong. You just took the guy's fucking word for
right,
it.
Right, and everybody, my supervisor was there.
Everybody was
right
patting
there.
Old Jimmy on the shoulder, like, this motherfucker knows what's up. You're good, man.
Right. So there I go, lifting it. I'm hitting the up button. Mm-hmm. Fucking snap. It comes falling down.
Oh, no.
Bounces off of my foot.
Did it crush your steel toe?
It did not.
What the fuck?
No, it hit me right above my steel toe.
Oh, like the metatarsal spot?
Metatarsals, boys. All those little pieces of cartilage and shit that you have.
All those little tiny baby bones in your feet, yeah.
The doctor described it. He made the comparison between a sugar cube being smashed with a hammer.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's gnarly, dude.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
My foot feels weird. You know,
weird. So yeah, how's
partial weight bearing right now? But
fuck. So how long ago was that?
Maybe 2 months.
Two months. Fuck, man. So you've been like semi crippled for that time. So what's been going on? What you been filling the walking void with? What's been going on?
And video games. Video games and me and Billy. Billy, let me tell you, what a treasure. Billy really is.
No, not really.
This man carries all my stuff, you know.
Dude, I heard he takes care of you. I heard he wipes your ass.
No, he pretty much does.
He would. I'm sure he would. He's that kind of friend.
Yeah.
He would. He wouldn't look you in the eyes as he did, but he'd wipe you.
Right, it'd be more, dignified, you know.
Yeah.
It's more of the fact that, really, honestly, he's been my friend. He's went fishing with me where I asked and everything in the mid-substance, you know what I mean? Like, coming over, smoking, drinking,
he's
whatever.
He's the homie, yeah.
Then, like, in the same instance, like, I want him to go fishing with me for the most part because of the fact that we've been the only two out on the canoe for the most part and stuff such as that. So he is
pretty
my friend.
Pretty religiously.
Yeah, no, actually, me and you have always been the ones
just fishing
to go
buddies, man.
And like, even whenever your foot went down, like, I didn't even go fishing as much. Like, I stopped fishing for the most part.
For the boys.
But it wasn't really for the boys. It was just kind of I didn't have that person to go there fishing with. So
I mean,
weird.
I love to fish, but by myself, it's not nearly as fun.
Yeah.
Like, hear me out. I compare it to skateboarding. Like, because this is something I'm familiar with. So when you're skateboarding, especially as a fat kid like myself, when you land a kickflip or something for the first time and there's no one there to see it,
it's not as satisfying.
No, it's like, okay, so it's like getting a blowjob in a movie theater where you might get caught. That's hell of exciting, okay? Or just at home in your room getting it. Like, don't fuck it up. A BJ is still a wonderful thing. But that little bit of edge that creeps underneath, it's like, oh, we could get caught. This is so exciting. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
So I totally get that. Like, holy fuck. So, fishing, do you eat the fish that you catch usually?
On occasion.
Yeah?
On occasion, every once in a while.
That's something I want to learn, is how to clean and, like, fucking prepare my own fish. Because I like to cook a lot.
So, hold on. Let me ask you real quick, Clinton.
What do you got?
Hold on.
What do you got?
So when you broke your foot, though, what was the first thing that had popped into your mind about it?
My foot is broken.
No,
instantly. You were just like, I know it's broke.
Yeah, I know for a fact it's broke.
You felt it just like shattered.
No, did you feel anger?
Oh, yeah.
Or
instant pissed.
Instant rage.
Instant mad.
Yeah, I mean, as you should.
I
trusted you. Like, that's the first thing that comes out of my mouth.
And not only that, but they said that I could. You know, so it was like, well, you had people who vouched for you. So it was not only like my stupidity, but it was like...
No, it was like a collective stupidity at that point.
Right.
Man.
So that's got me, you know, that pissed me off pretty immediately.
So did they take care of you right, though? Because it was an at-work accident?
Right, yeah. Things have been pretty sweet.
Did they pay for the severance or whatever? Or what do they call that?
Workman's comp.
Yeah, work comp.
Workman's comp.
Why don't you explain what they did, though?
Yeah, kind of walk us through that, because, like, some people I know have definitely never been through, like, a workplace injury. And it's a terrifying thing for us smokers, especially, because, like, they scare you, like, they're going to drug test you, you're going to lose your job, and they're not going to do shit for you if you smoke, you know what I mean? Like, they think about that shit.
Well, that's true.
Like, that's a big fear. True. Like, I worried about that at Gammon's even, because that shit was, like, I was constantly handling sharp-ass, awkward-ass, shouldn't-be-lifting-it-by-myself pieces of metal. You know what I mean? And like, if I slit the fuck out of my hand, well, I'm bleeding out. Like, what am I gonna do?
They're gonna fucking. You're gonna have to bite the bullet and take it.
Yeah, I mean.
If it's bad enough, you gotta go, man.
Oh, straight up. I mean, I got a family. And I play guitar and drums and shit. Like, I'm not gonna lose my hand over this fucking place. Like, right. Y'all got me fucked up.
You'll have to fucking just take the whipping and do what you can as far as getting it taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
so how'd that go, man?
But it's really shitty. Ultimately, it comes down to fucking policy, right? As far as marijuana goes and the ignorance that there is around it.
Dude, it's a big ignorance, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're getting there, man. I feel like within the next... I'm going to say 6 years, because 5 years feels like a little premature.
Right. Yeah.
But I say maybe 6 years. By the time my kids are in middle school, I believe it'll be a federal recreational. I mean, because why not? Think about all the jobs that'll open up. Like, come on, dude. And Indiana has some of the most fertile fucking soil in the Midwest. Like, why wouldn't we?
Right.
Like, they cross-crop with beans and fucking corn. Why couldn't you take a couple acres out of that and grow fucking hemp? Know what I mean? Like, and you gotta think, hemp is used for so many fucking things. They can make concrete with that shit. They make clothes with that shit. They make, yes! It's like a, what is that called? It's like a fiber, carbon fiber.
Right.
It's like a fucking hemp carbon fiber.
Way stronger, from what I understand.
Yeah, dude, and it's naturally waterproof. Like, if you buy a hemp backpack, like, it's the perfect bag for, like, traveling or carrying shit around, like, if you're out in the weather, because it's waterproof and weatherproof. Snow, fucking rain, you drop that bitch in the river, your shit's not gonna be soaked and fucked.
Just naturally wicks water.
Yeah, which is crazy. It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy.
There's so many good things about it.
And then you get to talking about cancer cells and all that other shit.
Oh, yeah, it goes deep. It goes real deep. So.
Because you gotta be on your P's and Q's as far as that goes.
So what happened?
So they, you know.
They sent you to get tested instantly?
Pretty instantly, yeah. He was debating on whether to take me.
The drug test first?
Straight to the drug test or.
Really? Your fucking foot is crushed. And they're like, should we make him pee first or we should get his foot? That's fucking retarded.
You know, I was just sitting there quiet as could be.
There's nothing to say because if you don't want to incriminate yourself either.
Well, yeah,
in your anger and rage, you can just be like, fuck it, I smoke weed! Ah! Like, you know, like...
Right.
And then you just... They're not going to pay for shit.
Right.
And you're like, you were high, it happened. Like, when it had nothing to do with you, it wasn't your fault in the slightest, you know what I mean? You couldn't control that shit.
Right. And the dudes who go home and drink a bunch of alcohol and shit and come to the work next day...
Still drunk.
You know, they're no problem. You know, they wouldn't have... so much of a hassle. So it's pretty stupid that a marijuana smoker should have.
I mean, that shit happened to Emilio, man.
Right. Yeah, I'd heard about that. It wasn't a good situation.
That was a very bad situation.
We're not going to get too deep into it, but it was a very anxiety-inducing situation.
That
got very serious real quick.
Nope.
That was gonna blow.
Yeah. Let's go and move on, and let's move about some topics of.
Oh, what did? This is my son, everybody. Blaze, say hi.
Hi.
What do you need, homie? It's on the other side. Just be careful if you go get it, okay?
Yeah, she's. Well, let's go ahead and move on to some topics of what's going on, like, with what we feel. Like, around what's going on social media or something.
I've been off social media like that
no,
for a little
I've noticed,
while.
But, you know, I mean, like, in general, like, such as that bombing just not long ago, and such as,
fucking drones. American having drone bombs. Dude, and now, yesterday, they fucking, Amazon is now allowed.
So they've had drone bombs for years.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is they can now deliver with drones.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten the air clearance and everything. Like
they've had that.
No, they haven't. They've been working on it. They just got approved. So that's going to be the new norm. Like you're just going to hear through the fucking sky, and then a box is going to land on your porch. She's like, damn!
What a fucking nightmare, really.
But that's scary! What if you're just out chilling, cooking on the grill, and a fucking Amazon bot just smokes you in the face? For one, you're gonna get paid. For two, you're probably gonna get laid. Because you're going to be crying like a bitch.
They've
like,
had that for years, though. Like, the Army and the military, they've had that.
Well, yeah, the drone bombs, because you don't have to send actual fucking blood vessels in there. You don't have to send real human skin in there. But, well, yeah, but no, think like, of how fucked up that is. Say if you were, like, just some little Syrian child, chilling out, fucking, just your everyday barefoot chilling in the fucking road, and you hear, out of nowhere... You never heard that shit before in your life. It sounds like a fucking pack of bees coming at you. And the next thing you know, your whole family's fucking gone. Vaporized. Your city's just going up and...
I'm sorry. The way that you explained it, just like a pack of bees.
That's what it sounds like. That's what them drones sound like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just coming at you. Like, that's like... pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty
close, no, they're,
yeah, man, it's
but
like,
no, they're not going to even hear it. They're not going to hear it. As,
well, and the thing even, is, they're no, making
they
it quieter.
They won't hear it. It's going to be so high up in the air that, like, whenever it's
I mean,
up
they
there,
have to get to a
like,
certain...
It's gonna, no, they don't. They don't have to get to any certain. They can drop that shit and
well, the radio
where
signal
it's
on
drop.
The drones only goes
like,
so
they can
high.
Drop a fucking F... They're a fucking F-bomb, whatever the fuck they want, just directly on this yard. From
well, absolutely, and that's the thing. And we don't have to send anyone over
feet
there.
Up, like,
yeah, we don't
and
have
they're
to
way
have
the fuck
a
up
pilot.
There in space, and they would drop it from way the fuck over there, and it would eventually fucking just drop right here in this fire pit. I guarantee they can fucking do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real, man.
I saw the door open.
Like it's no joke. Like the military can do whatever.
So,
the fuck. Like,
so that's
they,
the thing.
Done that for
if
years,
you
so.
Ever feel like you're a big bad son of a bitch, just remember you ain't shit.
Nah.
You get put on that list. All
nah,
they gotta do
done.
Is push
you're
the button. And your address is on there. They will Google Earth your shit.
Nah, they ain't gonna
just
Google Earth. They're just gonna see what done. They're gonna see you masturbating in your room.
Well,
they're
I mean
gonna
that,
be like,
that's
yo.
Another thing. Like,
got some pretty serious satellite cameras.
Yeah, no, it's
well,
it's pretty
that's
scary.
The thing, man.
No, it's
like,
seriously scary to think.
Do you
that,
cover
like,
your front camera on your phone during the
no,
day?
No, he does.
Do, yeah,
yeah
do you?
No, show
are you
your
one of those
right
guys?
Now.
Do you have a piece of tape over it?
I usually do. I don't write.
A lot of people do, man. And it's very smart because, like, I've heard fucking Samsung and any of these fucking phone companies
any of them.
Have leased themselves out to the FBI. Like, if they really want to tap your shit and hear what we're talking about right here, right now, through my cell phone.
They can very easily do.
As we're recording it, they can hear this shit live
they
right
tap
now.
They can your fucking camera. Anything that phone
straight
can do,
up.
They
could take
do
a picture
from,
of us right here, right now. Like,
yeah.
They don't give
a
fuck.
Location,
yeah. But that's the thing, though. Like... It's kind of a conscience thing.
We're the small like, guys. No, we are nothing to them, though, really. Like,
yeah,
we
we're piss
are,
ants,
like,
man.
The, like, we're the dude. Fucking mites in the fucking wood right now. Like,
yeah,
so.
Man. We're fucking...
And they're like, yo,
he,
fuck
like you
those
said, the
guys.
Worker bees. That's really what it amounts to.
Yeah.
I mean,
we do just
we're valued at one. Just one. And not even full one. It's like,
no, like
0.9.
It's like
yeah.
A percent of one.
Yeah, like, one motherfucker dying ain't shit. You know what I mean?
They could give a shit less.
Lily, give
positive.
It back from
and like everybody screams.
Alright, boys, we are back at it like a crack addict. Just kidding, no one here fucks a crack. Besides maybe the neighbor that was mowing the yard at fucking 8 o'clock in the pitch black. Shout out to you for giving my kids a balloon. Nice guy. Anyways, oh, be careful. So we were gonna talk about you guys are fishing buddies, so fishing. Do you guys get like a spiritual like experience after like going out and being on the fucking lake or the river for a while? Like how does that feel? Because I know when I was a kid, I used to go with my grandfather all the time, and it was like really
talk about our unnatural experiences out there and shit like that. Remember like the marauders. Like that.
Are you
I mean,
talking
so,
about Kyle?
So one time we were out there and just the weirdest experience happened. So the lake that we used to go to, it was a kind of hidden lake behind a water treatment plant. And we went out there super early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, it's still dark. And it's a little cold. It was really cold. And we're out there in the middle of the dark, and we're just waiting for the sun to come up, and we hear some splashing around us, like, all the time. Like, we heard fighting splashing around us, like it was coyotes or it was some raccoons or something around us.
Yeah.
But as the sun came up, we discovered that there was beavers and river otters fighting
oh,
around us, and they were...
Turf warring.
Yeah, no, they really were, and they actually... beat up these two otters that were living in this nest. And there was like about 7 or 8 otters around us. Like they were literally staring at us, and we could see them.
Okay, so you've seen an otter before. So would you say that my wiener dog Scrappy kind of looks like an otter?
No. They're a little bit more beefier, a little bit more rounded out.
I'm just saying his face shape.
No,
in his
point.
Weird long body.
Yeah, well,
in his weird long body.
I could give him that. The same size, but just a little
like
bit more
length,
rounded.
Like the length, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, a little bit more rounded. If he had a little bit more chunk to him, like a little bit more fat.
Yeah, yeah.
He would be. Yeah. But they were very interesting.
They're
actually,
cute, man. They're cute as fuck.
No, they were very aggressive.
Oh, like, of course they are, bro. Dude, they're little.
Quentin, just go ahead and
they
tell what you...
beat this beaver's ass, man. They were like 7 of them. Just come running up on...
Otter gang, huh?
Come swooping up on this thing, dude, and just got to giving it to him.
I mean, you know, beaver kind of got him outweighed, so you got to come with the gang mentality.
Right, right. What
do you got? But there was 2 of them. There was 2 of them.
Yeah, one of them was...
So they rolled up on the angry beavers from motherfucking Nickelodeon.
Nick and Dag, man.
And just got... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really interesting. And then the last time... I'll let Quentin explain the last time that we had gone out, because I think he's seen a little bit more of what...
Well, yeah, and this last time at the Noblesville Pond, right at your aunt's.
Is that about my house? Pretty
no,
close?
It's up over there, yeah, off 100 by UCC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you told me about that spot. Is that the one you say your cousin is out there or some shit? Yeah.
Yeah, there was this turkey vulture hanging out on the side of the pond.
Those motherfuckers are nasty, too.
Yeah. It's huge.
Oh, yeah, bro. They can get up to like 3.5 foot tall.
It was enormous.
Yeah.
And this hawk comes swooping out of this tree. I watched this hawk come out of this tree and tag this fucking turkey vulture on the back.
Yeah. I am.
You could hear it.
No shit.
Yeah, he came down on hardcore and just smacked the shit out of this hawk, turkey vulture.
Yeah, who did?
A hawk.
Oh, shit. Dude, nature is fucking brutal.
A hawk came down and literally beat...
Slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah, no, literally beat the living crap out of this turkey vulture. A hawk did. A small hawk, too, at that.
I mean...
It was like half the size of the fucking turkey vulture.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, no, it was super
bro,
small.
Bro, hawks are killing machines, though.
Yeah. Talon first tagged this thing right on the back.
Instant. Yeah, bro, he's digging in inches. That's not like a fucking cat scratch that you're gonna just scrape the first layer, like a fucking falcon, homie. That's meant to penetrate.
Right,
and then hits you with that razor beak, man.
Yeah.
Fuck a falcon. If I'm attacked by a falcon, y'all might as well just figure out you're gonna be at my funeral soon, because that's how that be. Falcons don't fuck around. The falcon earring though, that's fucking cool. Those people with the leather gloves that are like, they can like make him attack.
So
dude.
Pretty much what I think that guy was defending him from was the fish that were dead on the shoreline. There was a couple bass. I think there was a bass over there.
Oh,
there's
probably
line.
Sick.
And, well, no,
probably
no.
Territory
I thi-
situation.
Well, no.
Like,
I
bitch,
think
was mine. Yeah.
No, there was a dead bass on the shoreline. So I think the vulture was going after it, and the hawk came down and smacked it.
Yeah, that could very well be.
Yeah.
Nah, that wasn't some gang shit. That was just dominance. That's how nature works.
Peer dominance.
Hawk. Yeah, no. It's a hawk saying, look, bro, I'm a quarter to a half of your size.
So I'm going to come and fuck
I'll
you
I'll light
up.
You the fuck up. Dude, falcons got them claws, bro. It's like the size of this torch.
Yeah.
Coming into you, like into your fucking skin, son. Like, no.
But just imagine how much that vulture.
And the force.
That
he's coming straight from the sky.
The vulture, though, is big too, though.
Yeah.
So he's got big talons on him too.
Oh,
so,
no,
but if he had the chance, which he had no chance of retaliating against him because he was on the ground with his back turned. Oh.
Party foul.
Dodgeball.
Party foul.
Yeah, it's going to die.
That's a dog toy now, buddy.
Yeah. Well, we ain't got dogs. So.
That's kids, man. That dude, I'm telling you. Oh, So we're going to have to paint coming up this fucking end of the summer. I think in the fall is when we're going to do it, probably before the winter.
Yeah.
My kids have literally covered their room down to the hallway with fucking markers. Like,
yeah.
Oh, bro, It looks like Pablo Picasso Jr.
Oh, no.
Was just like scribble, scribble, scribble. Like, they fucked
at
my
least
shit.
At my kid did it with Crown.
Oh, no. They got motherfucking markers.
Easy to take off.
Like,
but
one of these days, I'm just going to give them both like a quarter of a Red Bull and like a magic eraser and be like, work. Go to town. You did this. You clean this. That's parenting.
So, let's talk about some of the adventures that me and Quentin have been on, because I have a couple that I want to explain here.
Let's talk about it.
So one time we went to, was it Wabash Reservoir where they drained it during the winter?
Mississinewa?
Did you guys go ice fishing? No, actually we went down
there.
Slap the
shit out of you, go ice fishing without me, man.
No, we went down there and we found this one spot. We walked out to it and we looked over the reservoir and it was empty. And it was like a small river, like almost going through it. So we kind of looked down it and we seen a spot where it kind of went down and it looked like almost a walkway. So we went on back out and around. We went down it. Went down there, and I would be very interested in going back there because it was very beautiful on one
gorgeous
point of
little
it.
Spot,
No, it was very beautiful because it was almost like...
Like you weren't supposed to find it, but you guys did. And
Yes. And, like, we went down there, and I
this
found...
This is pre-cripple, right?
Yeah, way pre.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so
cool.
We went down there, and, like, we found fossils.
Nice.
Literally fossils.
That was the river spot.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Those cliffs.
I don't know where the fuck that was.
Remember the Lime Rock cliffs that we went to and it was completely dry?
I don't remember where.
Did you guys get any good catches?
That was Wabash.
Spots,
that was Wabash Reservoir. Up north.
It wasn't a reservoir, man. That was just a part of the river.
Was it really?
Yeah, that was just part
so
of the
So it was just rain.
It was just a part of White River, maybe.
Really?
Maybe the water was real low. But so did you guys get a good catch there?
No, we never caught anything because it was midwinter and there was nothing really biting. But we went down there and there was actually
getting that time maybe a fucking really hungry catfish.
Like, well, we had beavers. We had beavers out in the water. Yeah,
beavers
there were beavers out there in the water following us in the river. But we were out there trying, but we had walked this whole area and it was so cool because of the fact there was such tall lime rock walls
uh-huh.
that we were walking pretty much so sideways on the side of this place
okay.
trying to fish this river.
Right.
And like when we found the fossils, they were pretty much so deep down in the lime rock walls.
So you were able to dig them out?
No, yeah, we found them right on top. Like,
oh, nice.
They were in pebbles.
What were they? Like, were they like shells and shit?
No, they were like snail fossils.
Oh, okay.
Like old school snail fossils, like full on.
I mean, that limestone's been there for fucking ever, dog. Like Missouri's full of that shit.
Right.
Okay.
That's typically the kind of fossil you'll find around here is like those
little
bug creatures.
They look like the Pokemon Omnonite.
Yeah.
Pretty much, exactly.
Exactly.
Like if I was to describe it, because a lot of our listeners are fucking poke nerds like me.
Yeah.
So like, I know exactly what you're talking about though. Yeah. That's cool.
And I mean, for the most part,
dude. Imagine though finding like an American dinosaur. How fucking rich you would be.
No, yeah,
like,
no,
like,
that would
don't
be
just
badass.
Say
That'd
you guys
badass.
Went out fishing one time, or fuck it, we go fishing one time.
And we actually look.
Yeah,
we go
somewhere up
ship.
In Michigan where the glaciers are starting to melt.
Yeah, yeah.
And we find like a different like mammoth.
Dude, that'd be wild.
Dude,
well, here's what
that'd
I
be
propose.
Different. Yeah.
Here's what I propose.
Let's hear it.
Because this is reasonable, and I happen to know for a certainty. I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm going to go on that stretch. I'm going to say for a certainty.
Certainty. So we are in the red level. Not orange, not yellow. We are red.
We are guaranteeing.
Let's go.
If we were to make a trip to Florida. Okay.
Florida?
Florida. And we take a couple kayaks. Doesn't have to be anything.
Oh,
fancy.
I hate kayaks.
Careful.
I have terrible balance. Huh?
We could do a John boat.
That'd be fine.
We could probably do a John boat.
Okay.
But we get ourselves down into these creeks and these smaller river
channels. Dude, if I catch
Florida,
a baby gator, I'm going to keep it.
We're going to be armed, I can tell you that.
Oh, duh. Man, dude, we get surrounded by gators, you know they don't give a fuck.
No, they don't care at all.
I don't care how cool your beard is. They don't give a fuck.
Ancient,
cold-blooded
eating machines.
They're reptiles.
They don't give a
damn. They're dinosaurs, man. They've been here damn near... Dude, they're like, dude. No, fuck Florida, though. I will say, I seen that video of that 15-foot gator walking across that golf course.
Yeah,
bro,
no,
that gave me chills. That was like...
Actually, that was one of the only 17.5-foot gators, I think, they
17 and a half.
So it was
That's like a limo.
Actual dinosaur living alligator. Like, if you find one that's that big and actually that old, that's actually a fucking dinosaur. Like, that's considered,
bro.
Like...
So we'll...
Over 100 years old.
Let's date him, like, 120...
Let me look that up, because I'm pretty sure Joe Rogan actually showed that video.
He said,
like, 16 foot, but hold on, let me research that just to get some facts on that, because...
But, okay, Leah, but while he's looking that up, fucking... Let's talk about this Florida. Okay. I've never been to Florida. I've never been.
You should go. It's great.
Dude, I've heard so many sketchy things about Florida.
It's sketchy. It can be.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to.
He said, but so can I. You know, I can be sketchy too.
You know, everybody can. But, you know, there's good things about Florida. For sure.
Okay, sorry guys. Months, right? Sorry guys. So, like, he was actually a 15-foot gator.
I told you he was 15.
No, you said 16. I said 17 and a half. I thought it was a little bit bigger.
Okay, well, if your price is right, I would have got the showcase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, you would have won. The nearly 15-foot gator went viral in 2016 after casually strolling across grass at Buffalo Creek Golf Course in Palmetto, Florida, as shocked by golfers.
Bro. That's a real problem.
Dude. So I'll give you guys some facts there. So I will look that up for you.
That's a big boy.
No, that is seriously big. And
I'm just saying.
I will show you the picture of that. Yeah, dude. Like,
look how thick that boy is.
Bro.
Dude, he's bigger than my Ford Focus.
Like, that's bigger than you. That's bigger than all of us put together, probably.
No, that's okay. You're more than okay. I love you. Anyways, dude, that's a big fucking gator, though.
No, that's a seriously big gator.
All right, let's talk about this fishing. Well, what kind of fish?
Cooler months, right? But this is what I'm saying.
Cooler months, like, what's cooler months in Florida? Do they have a different winter than us?
I mean, it doesn't get necessarily freezing cold.
It's like 70. Yeah, 70 is, like, regular.
It can get freezing. I've seen the panhandle of Florida ice over completely.
What? Like snow?
A half inch. No, not so much snow, but, like, a half inch of ice on everything.
Oh, wait.
So, guys, I'm really stunned by this gator walking across us. I don't mean to bring this back to that conversation, but goddamn, that is...
Dude, he's bigger than your caddy.
Literally... Yeah, nah.
That's your Cadillac as a gator walking across... Jesus,
dude,
look at that tail.
Bro. I'd give that guy a whole chicken if he'd be my friend.
Nah, dude, I'd eat your fucking dog.
He would eat your children.
Yeah.
Like that fucking gator at Disneyland that ate that kid a few years ago.
I mean, our children are a snack. We are a fucking...
Us, no
look at that guy walking up filming that.
Yeah, you see his, like, little leg shaking?
Yeah.
I would be, too.
That's a real issue.
Who's this?
That's, Jane. But we're good.
But
no, guys, like that. If I was fishing and I walk across that, or if I'm on a,
I'm wearing swim trunks when we go fishing in case I piss myself
because
I see something like that.
She should be inside putting Amar to sleep. If you here, I'll go grab her for you. Yes, carried on.
Yeah, that's a dinosaur, bro.
Absolutely. That's not really something you want to come into contact with.
15 feet. 15 feet, though, bro. That's like this. That's longer than Billy's car.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude.
What did he say the weight was on that thing?
Fucking 400 some pounds. Dude. That's probably like half the weight of that fucking car. That's fucking dumb.
That's worst case scenario right there.
I'm just saying, fishing in Florida, that's things that you can warrant. Are we going to be in swampy area?
Yes, absolutely. And here's the
plan. He said, no, we're going deep if we go in.
Well, here's the plan, see? Because we were talking about
never fly fished before. Is that a thing you would do there, or what kind of fishing?
No, this is more heavy duty. But we were talking about fossils, and here's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
We get out there, we take a little fucking milk crate. We put some screen at the bottom of it.
Sift, yeah. We can sift it.
A bit. And we fucking... You find mastodon teeth out there.
No shit.
All kinds of boxes.
That'd be a cool necklace to make. You know, that'd be real.
Real life megalodon teeth. Like adolescent ones. Sometimes you can get lucky. Really? You find a huge one. They have these giant armadillos the size of a fucking Volkswagen, like, bug.
Dude, I've heard about those.
You can get the little armor, some of the plates, like these little fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
I know.
There's little flowers on them, bro. It looks like a little hippie flower.
That's trippy as hell.
It's the coolest
fucking... Armadillos are cool, dude. I've heard desert armadillos that we have now can get up to, like, 40 pounds. What the fuck?
That's a big-ass fucking armadillo.
Dude, that's like a huge turtle.
Yeah. That's a real rock.
It's a turtle rat.
I chased them around in Florida a little bit.
Yeah?
My Honda Civic.
They had armadillos in Missouri. Like, you see them dead on the side of the road sometimes. Like, the little guys, they're probably, like, you know, wiener dog size at the biggest, you know. But still, like, they're cool.
Yeah.
They're very interesting little critters, you know.
Crazy little fucking snouts and stuff, you know.
Dude, yeah, they...
Talking about the alligator?
They've got, like, big pointy ears, you know.
Yeah, no, we're talking about armadillos, dude. Like...
Oh. Oh, yeah, no, those
so,
are...
So, okay,
are,
so we're going to catch up real quick. We're talking about going to Florida and sifting and finding, like, fossils, bro. Because, you know, we can sell... Dude, for one, if you sell it to, like, a good museum...
Do you know if you
that's
find
good
a,
money!
You get, yeah, if you find a nice fucking specimen...
If we find a whole ass skull of something that, like, scientists are going to have to be like, we don't know what that is, bro. Can we check it out?
Right.
You know what I mean, dude? Like, for one, that's advancing science, and advancing science is advancing life.
Right. And, you know, worst case scenario, you can't sell it, but you've got some wicked cool fucking mastodon fossils.
Dude, I can pass that down to my kids,
you know,
bro. Fuck
cool
yeah.
Shit that they,
fuck
know,
yeah.
It's
that'd
not
be...
probably going to be around for, you know.
That's very true.
Ever.
But gators, though, man. Like, I wish I had some gator boots. But then I feel like if you buy gator boots and you're ever in around a gator, they're just gonna have that, like, psychic ability and be like, you wear gator boots, motherfucker, you dead.
Right. Well, I
like,
feel
for
like
for the boys, you know what I mean? They're gonna come after you and be like, yeah, remember them gator boots you bought?
Right.
Your leg's mine. They'll chubs your ass. They'll fucking chubs your ass.
Are you wearing Greg right now?
Alright, so if you're gonna really find a fossil and a complete skeleton of a fossil, minimum of $200,000.
For what specific fossil?
Did you say 200,000?
Yeah, for a complete fossil.
Okay, so that
kind?
Oh, so that's
no,
like front
of,
to
like
back.
Any past kind that, like, is found, like that.
So
is,
in a complete condition, it doesn't yes. matter what fucking species.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, if it was human, then I'm pretty sure you're gonna get an investigation. Like, if it was some fucking like
shit on fucking Snapchat the other day, this dude was selling like mummified humans and fucking humans.
Dude, okay, so for the podcast, I want to get a human skull ashtray.
There was 8 million
online, guarantee it.
There was $8 million paid for a full T-Rex named Sue, now in residence at Field Museum of Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you find no longer animal or vegetable fossils are minerals.
Oh, dude, they do have them. Human skull ashtrays?
Yeah, bro, like...
Real skulls, though?
$200,000 for the minimum of a full fossil. So, like,
I'm just saying, that's a quick come up.
Yeah, no, if you were to find a full fossil or a full fucking thing, man, you're going to get rich, like, quick. Like, that's facts right there. If you search it on Google, it literally says minimum of $200,000 of a full fossil. So, people out there...
There's not much of this shit out there, you know?
That's
yeah, no, people out there go fossil hunting.
That's true.
Like, that is a quick come up. Like,
and there's areas that are good for it.
I mean, I'm just saying, man.
And, like, literally, it says...
Holy shit, 200,000. Ah!
Yeah. And 8 million for...
For Sue. That's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Damn, Sue, you are an expensive-ass T-Rex.
Yeah, it says it directly on Google.
Damn. Imagine that. Dude, did you hear about those fish that they found in the bottom of the volcano?
Yeah.
Did you hear about... Oh, no, they were sharks.
in living in the bottom of a sea, active volcano. They were like red.
No, I seen
they
that.
They were red.
Yeah, yeah, I
fucking
seen
hammerheads. Red colored ones, like shiny Pokemon. They were red.
Yeah.
Not regular.
I seen that. They were actually living
dude, red,
in magma.
With green eyes.
Magma water that is super high, like 100 and I think it was like 130 some degrees.
Constantly.
And it was actually, there wasn't lava in the water, but it was water above magma.
So it was the
just
fossil.
At the perfect temperature where it was glowing
a
red.
A living fossil, though.
Yeah.
A living
and
fossil.
And they were swimming around.
Like with fucking tissue?
Yes.
Are you talking about with tissues?
Yeah,
it's alive. It's no, it's a
no,
ultra,
it was
ultra,
it was
ultra
swimming.
Fucking rare shark.
No, okay, so this was a living,
a volcanic
thing that they
shark.
Had found.
Yes, bro, they're red. They're red.
It was
red
on,
hammerhead.
On,
yeah, look that
you,
shit up.
Are you?
That's a real
look
are
that shit up, Jamie.
Right
yeah, we are.
Oh, look that shit up, Jamie. Fuck you.
I'm right. Gonna see it.
Dude.
I've not heard anything else.
Dude, I've read about it this morning. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
They just found this.
Yes. Actually, the first thing that pops up is volcano sharks.
I'm telling you, dude, volcano sharks. What the fuck? For one, that sounds like a 13-year-old would write a comic book.
Yeah,
about this.
Actually, here they are. But they're not really. All right, hammerhead. I'll read the shit. Oh, my. Here, give me your. Quentin, give me your phone real quick. First,
I don't
please.
Have my phone.
Oh, shit. Give me your phone. I'll look it up. No, just give me it. I was already on it.
Some volcano sharks, bro. That's fucking insanity.
Where's
right there. Just here. Type it in right here.
No, fuck
car.
You. I'm going to get you.
You're so dumb. You're on it.
Hammerhead sharks along with the silk sharks were found living in a volcano.
Dude, but volcano sharks, though.
Right here. All right, so hammerhead sharks along with silk sharks were found living in a volcano. Scientists captured video evidence of sharks living in a volcano. The scientists dropped a camera into the main crater of the volcano Kabanchi, located in Solomon Islands. So they actually were in a volcano in the fucking magma.
That's
yeah,
I'm
no
saying.
Legit, no legit.
They're
have,
lava
they
sharks,
have
bro. That's the
here,
hardest
bro.
Shit.
Like,
if you could be a shark, be a
fucking
lava
legit,
shark.
Legit. They have them pictures of them in volcano.
That's wild.
They don't give
in a volcano,
fuck.
Bro. Like that's no joke. And hammerheads. That's no joke right there.
That's
okay,
some
he was correct.
Shit.
They were in the volcano.
That's wild.
I'm telling you, bro. I read about it the other day. I got one more animal since we're talking about crazy animals.
That's wild, man. I can't get over that.
It's called a something hawk. It's the size of a human. They look like a person in a fucking mask.
So this was, hold on. Sorry, guys. This was captured in 2015.
Yeah, that's when the first one was done.
Yeah, so.
This June.
Yeah, I imagine that, but I imagine they've been studying them for years. If they caught them in a volcano, in water inside of a heating volcano, that wasn't boiling at that point, then I would imagine that they would have been studying them. Well, if it was active, I imagine they'd be dead.
No, it's active doesn't.
Volcano.
But active doesn't, guys,
really?
Guys, active doesn't mean that it explodes every fucking day. Active means that it has the potential to explode. There's two different kinds of volcanoes. There's
so
active volcanoes and dormant volcanoes. Dormant means that they used to explode back in the day and they don't do it no more.
And one of the world's most active submarine volcanoes.
Yeah.
I want to see this because that's pretty intense too, man.
Isn't that some fucked up shit?
Oh, so it's the same shit. So they've been, they have been studying them for years. Yes.
Yeah,
it's the same one. Yeah, that's pretty wild, man.
Dude, look at it. It's fucking
shit. Yeah, no, they're actually swimming and
volcanic level
heat
water.
No, they're actually alive and swimming.
Look at that
and,
motherfucker.
Yeah,
no
that,
fucks. Zero
yeah,
fucks.
Bro,
he's on his way
that,
to fuck your
chilling.
Bitch right now.
Like, no, that's legit. That's wild. That's crazy that they're actually still alive
volcano.
In a volcanic.
Now, imagine if we were to capture a said volcanic shark and sell it to, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not Fish Museum.
That would be wild.
Woo! Three-pointer. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, Deadliest Catch, dude. That show was one of the most watched animal shows in history.
I need a beer. But could you imagine that one of those sharks could bring you like fucking a few mil?
Dude.
Yeah, I mean like a few million dollars. Oh, he needs another one.
Another one.
Here, bro. Gentlemen, and a scholar.
Absolutely.
But could you imagine like that bring us a few million dollars?
Yeah. I'm willing to wager your forehead could bring us in at least half a mil.
I'm just saying,
bro, let's
turn
go. It in.
I mean, look, I'm not that good at fishing.
Anybody out there that wants to pay $3 million or 300,000 at least for my forehead.
Man, you're slutting yourself out.
For my forehead. If you want to buy my forehead, come buy it. 300,000. Come buy it.
Man.
That pays for my kids' college.
You're selling yourself short.
I don't know, man. I guess your forehead's not that nice. I would probably sell mine for maybe a mil. At least a cool mil. Cause like,
so what are we talking about selling your forehead? Are we talking
I don't
about
know.
The
it's just where it can't.
On your forehead?
Like, yeah, if someone like skinned your forehead and then they had to put some different ass skin there, like a skin graft, like
that's
it's probably.
Exactly, dude. They'd have to take it from your thigh or your ass.
Yeah.
Ass cheeks, most common place.
You mean get her?
All right, hold on.
So,
all
right, let's.
What do you think? You want to go fucking try to find some fossils on
some
Florida?
Dude, I'm just saying. I mean, we could probably do it. We could pack up in one of our cars and just do it. I'm not a good fisherman. I drove 15 hours.
We're not even gonna fish.
Bro.
Oh, no. What are you?
I was gonna say you should.
Hold on. What are you saying right now?
Yeah, I was gonna say, come on, man.
I mean, we're probably.
You might as well pack the poles. That's just a silly thing to say.
But Quentin's vehicle would be the most ideal.
Yeah, probably.
But dude, if we found some fossils, though.
It's not if we found some fossils.
It's when.
You know what I mean? It's a guarantee.
Let's hit the spot.
But, I mean, we could even go down to fucking...
Little boat?
That's the thing. I have a friend in Mississippi if we needed a place to stay on the way back or way there.
I was going to say, even once we get to Florida, if we were to go to Panama...
I heard New Orleans has got a lot of rich shit off the fucking beaches.
No, let's go to Panama City Beach, Florida. Because my stepsister lives there right on... Near the beach, like right in Panama City.
If I ever caught a swordfish, I would get that bitch taxidermied and I would hang it over my bed.
Yeah.
But
so if I die, me and my girl are doing it and that motherfucking thing falls off and just stabs me, that's the way I'd like to go. Like, realistically, that's a hero.
So, hon, living further away from the city, do you see more stars as you look up?
Oh, yeah, dude. LaPel's like that too.
Yeah.
I mean, that is it?
We like to lay on the trampoline and just fucking look up. It's nice.
Yeah. No. It's beautiful out here. I love it.
That light is
fucking amazing. Compared to Indianapolis, in Indianapolis, you couldn't look up like this and see all these
stars. Oh, by your mom's house and shit?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't look up.
It's a lot of light pollution.
Yeah. Like, I'd imagine Alexandria is even better, though.
Yeah, it's light pollution. Is that where you live, buddy?
Yeah, you can look straight up.
That's not too far.
No, it's like... 10 minutes.
East, 15 minutes.
Yeah, ain't bad. Yeah, that's about how far we are, about 20.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not bad out here, man. It's quiet for the most part.
Dude, everybody from my work lives in Elwood. Seriously, 70 to 60% of USIC lives in Elwood.
So, how has been UCI or USIC?
You're getting tipsy because you're switching your words around, Jimmy.
UCIS.
USIC.
USIC.
Dyslexia Billy. Come on down. Not bad, actually, man. I'm learning the shits. It's cool that they just instantly like, yeah, man, we trust you. Here's your own truck. Here's your own gas. Like, it's cool. Like, especially when I figure it out, I could just wake up. Leave from my house and just start getting it from the fucking get-go. I don't have to talk to anybody besides maybe my section leader and be like, hey, man, this is where I'm at. You want to come check it out? Here I am.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And everybody there is hella laid back.
That's what's up.
Hella laid back. They're just like, dude, if you got to go, like, if anybody has to leave during the day to do some shit, like, your section leader will probably cover for you and be like, yeah, man, it's all good. I'm like, That's just the way they do shit around there. Yeah. They're very, like, cool about family shit, which is, like, I appreciate that. And, like I said, this is the first job I've ever had. I don't know if I say that to you, but that pays you for holiday pay within your 90 days.
Really?
No shit.
Yeah, bro, I'm getting holiday pay for fucking Monday.
What?
Dude, I haven't even been there 90 days. I was like...
Fucking companies ran that way.
Dude, people would stay places.
You know,
dude, the guys that are training me have been there for like 13 and 7 years. Like, bro. Yeah. Well, the benefits are fucking solid.
Yeah.
I mean,
Billy's about to disappear for a minute to feed the fire, so.
That's how it be.
Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be you.
Man. Yeah, man. You the man, Scott. Oh, shit. So, I seen the homies from Gammons, the Focals, last night. That was kind of cool. It was chilly. It was chilly as hell when we were out there standing. Like, we were just bullshitting with them for a little bit. They came by just because he was out in the area, you know. And it was cool. It was good to hear from them. I miss those guys.
Yeah, that was...
There's some of the realest people in that building.
Man, that's the... Only reason why I didn't hate waking up going to Gammons. I actually enjoyed working there.
Yeah, because we're cool people, man.
Everybody
like,
there was chill as fuck, dude. Working under Aaron was great. He's fucking always cool as hell, man.
Chilling. And yeah. Tyler's a fucking goofball.
For sure,
I love that dude.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's such a nice dude. He looks like Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle. Like, all grown up. Yeah, all grown up Dewey.
Yeah, for sure he does.
He really does. Like, when I met him, I was like, damn, Dewey. And he's like, no one's ever called me that. I was like, pulled up a picture, and I was like, this is you as a child. And he's like, fuck!
Damn it, that is me.
So how'd you know? I was like, Tyler, why are you working here? If you were Dewey, man, you should have some money somewhere.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
What's up with all those books you were reading, man? You didn't learn nothing?
Fucking nerd. Nah, I really like those people, though. They're really real. A lot of the people at Gammons are really cool. A lot of the paint shop guys are really fucking real. And I appreciated that. My homie Richard still works there, and Billy still works there. So, yeah, man. I'm glad we were... that's where I met you, was at Gammons. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
So how long have you known Billy?
How long have I known Billy? Really? Not all... 3 years? Has it? No, has
yep.
it?
Yep. 3 years. You guys have been making out for 3 years.
Been at Gammons for 2.
And yeah, we were hanging out before that. Before you got
3 years.
3 years. Damn, boys.
Yeah, bud. Been 3 years. Since we first met, when Junior brought you over here. Yeah, 3 years. Because we didn't talk much when Junior first brought you over here, but then
a couple times after that,
we went fishing. Then
Junior,
John.
Yeah.
John Junior, he was on here too.
Little JJ.
Yep, John was on here too.
So, I hope he's doing better.
He's doing a little bit better. He's back with his bae mama.
Okay. He hit the boomerang.
But he's doing good. He's doing good.
Hell yeah.
He's a good kid.
He is. He's just young.
He just talked to me earlier. You know, he said he's going to go fishing, but...
He does.
He said he's going to go fishing, but... He never came and picked up his fishing pole, but I guess he didn't come.
Kids.
Yeah, he's
a good guy, though.
Man, like a chicken with his head cut off.
Dude, it happens.
Young and dumb. And
fuck, man. When I first had a kid, I my life was fucking crazy, too. Cause it's a big adjustment, you know. You don't go from thinking about yourself and like what I got to do for me every day and raising yourself. You're like, fuck.
Some of us do.
Everything I do is for somebody else now. Like, if I act like an asshole in public, someday that may reflect on them. You know what I mean? So you got to think about that shit as a dad. Like, so like it humbled the fuck out of me having kids. Like, you aren't shit.
You're the example, man.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. Like. And, like, with all the hate and shit going around, like, it's my job as a dad to, like, push that onto my kids and be like, look, you gotta love everybody. It don't matter if it's a girl that loves a girl, boy that loves a boy that wears a dress, yada, 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 XYZ, all that shit. Like, Love is love, man. Like, everybody is your friend. Like, as until they show you otherwise that they're sketchy or, you know what I mean? Like,
the only thing I do have to say is this AIDS fluid shit.
That's fucking AIDS.
Now, hold on. If you are a pedophile and you desire a child, you really need to get fucked
help.
Up.
Help, at least.
No, you need to get fucked up. Like,
and when
somebody,
I say help, I mean somebody's hands.
Not really even that.
You know, what do you...
I mean, I would really suggest if you go up to somebody that understands what you are talking about, and then that person go and get their rifle, load it up with a .223, and put it to your fucking forehead and pull the trigger. And I am not joking when I say that. Because you are the sick-minded person of this fucking earth, and you deserve to die. If you desire a child.
Painfully.
And you perfectly feel like that is right, then you deserve to go with them.
Catch it. Catch these hands. 2020. This year's been shit.
Right.
And that pedo shit ain't right.
Fuck
no.
And that's I will
catch a body over my kids without blinking, without thinking, easily.
And if you touch my kids, I will. I will, and I promise you that.
Like, if you guys ever seen the movie Taken,
to your head,
I will be that guy. I will be Liam Neeson in Taken. I don't give a single fuck.
Exactly. If my child goes missing, I will be that motherfucker to come after you.
I am Liam Neeson. Remember that.
Especially when it comes to my kid.
Straight
up. Any day of the week. Any day, any hour, any minute, any second.
Those movies were so fucking intense. Like, luckily I watched them before I had kids, because I don't know if I'd be able to make it through a movie like that now, because I'm such a fucking emotional wreck
sometimes.
Yeah,
no, seriously. Like,
that movie made me stressed out. I was just, like, sitting in the theaters, like, man, I can't even eat popcorn. Like, Jesus.
No.
Man, if this motherfucker don't find his kid, I'm gonna freak the fuck.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Like,
my daughter, I would go ape shit. I would have to be killing, like he did. I would be killing everybody. Like,
fucking
the stands
rampant.
In my way, everybody would be dead.
I have AirPods on, only listening to Eyeless by Slipknot. Everyone dies. That's just how. No holds barred.
Yeah, that age fluid shit.
That's not right.
That's not right, people. Don't do it. If you feel that way, you need to go talk to a therapist before you go talking to somebody that owns a fucking weapon.
Is there any research?
What do you mean?
Is there any research? Do we know, like, what part of the brain? What's the fucking reason for this?
No, everyone has a different rationalization for it, which is
I would imagine it's how somebody grew up. I would imagine it's how somebody grew up.
Environmental things, yeah, like he's saying, the way people grow up, like if something fucked up happened to you as a kid, like you're more than likely to project that. Like just projection in general works that way. Like if you're going through shit, sometimes you're shitty to your people. Like, and you don't mean to be. It's just you're hurting and you don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like, because in life, I've definitely lashed out on people that don't deserve it. Like, because I was going through some shit and I just wasn't at par with where I needed to be.
Right.
And it's like, that's kind of a big one.
Well, you know everybody's been there.
Yeah, absolutely. But you gotta, that's the thing about like, growing up. Like, you gotta learn to fucking channel that shit and turn it into something better.
Right.
So, I mean, with, kind of a sibling abusive relationship growing up, I mean, I kind of grew up to like fear my older sibling in a way, but not
beat
really.
Beat your ass multiple times.
Yeah, but it wasn't really even that. It was more of
psychological
a,
too.
Yeah, it was kind of like it. Like if I felt like I disrespected him in a sort of way.
I seen you look over your shoulders as you said that. That's PTSD.
No, I felt something hit my chair.
That's PTSD, buddy. He said, fuck, where is
he? He's fucking behind me.
He rolls up and he's just like, fuck you talking about, Billy? And just slams you on the ground for nothing.
Well, no, I mean, he did, like, as a child. If I laughed at him for falling or something, he did chokeslam me into a curb as a child. But we're not talking about that. Like,
you just did.
You're like the kind of guy that's like, hey, I'm going to ask you a question before you ask them a question. Like, bitch, just ask the fucking question.
No, I thought...
Don't tell me you're going to ask a question. Just ask it.
No, I kind of... I thought one of the kids hit my chair. I thought it was Amara still behind me, but I realized...
Scott's breathing down your neck, boy.
But, no, yeah, I do understand that. Like, from a perspective, like, I would imagine somebody that was, like... Because I overcame it, or overcome it, and,
Man, you need to stop coming so much.
I have overcome it, and I really came to the perspective that I don't want to be that way, and I don't want to be that
person.
You
don't need to live in fear, man. You are your own man.
Like,
what the fuck is he really?
I've always had anxiety, and
he's
I've always.
He's not your daddy.
I've always had anxiety. I've always had that fear of, like, just.
You gotta fight, not flight.
Yeah, that's
scared
it.
Scared of somebody that would take advantage of me being me. And, like,
what do you mean? Like, just having a big heart and getting fucked
what's
for
so
it?
Yeah, so no, like, even just being, like...
What's so bad with being you, man?
No, yeah, it was even back in the day, like, growing up, like, it was just everything. Like, I would always get being made fun of for doing something that I couldn't do, or being... he would chase me around with BB guns, or, like... he would taunt me for not being able to play a video game with him or something like that. It was just something petty.
Just
he would
constant
like
shit
he would
talking.
Call me a piece of shit for it, and like he would go on death for it. But it wasn't even that. It was just more of an anxiety of not being able to be good enough for something.
I feel that.
I strived
to be cool to him. Like you really wanted him to approve you.
Yeah, sort of, but not really.
I get it. It's a fight for approval. Like we all have people like that in our lives that we definitely.
My dad, for me, it was like that.
Yeah, same.
Well, no, it was always trying to be better.
Oh, it was like a competition.
And like, even though I'm littler, like smaller than everybody, it was always a competition to like, hey, I can do that faster than you. I can do that fucking better than you. I can throw that farther than you. And it was always that competition. I could throw it harder than you.
You got too much testosterone for that little body, friend.
Exactly.
You fucking caveman.
So I was always a smaller guy trying to prove myself to be a little bit more. And I would hang out with the bigger guys and push myself.
That makes sense.
And like,
he said, man, look, Twiggy's got game, okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Whenever I pushed myself with the bigger guys, I would always get bodied. So I would push myself even more. And, like, it came to the point where I tried to push myself and my brother that I just showed up.
I mean, that's the big brother effect that happens like that. Like, I'm the bigger brother, so I don't know what that's like because I've never had my little brother try to, or, like, had a problem like that because I'm more chill like that. Like I said, I always compare you and Scott, like, Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Like... He's aggressive. He's the Scorpion type. Aggressive. It's like, I'm ready to beat your ass for nothing. You look at me funny. You talk shit about my shoes. Let's fucking go. Now, Sub-Zero over here is like, man, I'm not going to waste my time with your stupid ass. You're just being dumb.
Yeah.
Words are words, man. Come on. You didn't, like, spit on me or anything. Then it'd be a wrap, you know?
So, like, I'm Sub-Zero and Scott Scorpion. Yeah, no, yeah. I can see that. Like, yeah. Because Scorpion was always hot-headed and ready to go.
Ready to go. Fire on.
And Sub-Zero is always like, yo, if you want to go, we can go, but fuck you.
Like, yeah, look, man, I'm just trying to vibe, but yeah. if you want the hands, you'll get them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Me and Scott are like Sub-Zero and Scorpion, like even the other day, like. But Scorpion eventually cooled off the other day, though. Like, whenever he eventually left, and he met me at the bar the other day, and Richard
I think he's feeling better.
No, it's not even that. He was trying to convince me. It was more of a convincing talk. It was more of a...
Was he trying to convince himself or you? Is
me.
The question.
Okay. Me. He is a brotherly talk, and it was... That it was that.
How many Jaeger bombs did he slam?
No, it wasn't even the Jaeger bombs. He was already drunk, but he was talking shit the whole time with when Richard was there. But when Richard had finally left and me and him were face to face, he talked to me like a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like talking down to you the whole time. Actually, nope. Talked to you.
Not once.
Damn.
Yeah. Different level. It was actually a brotherly talk, and we were very close for a little bit, and it really touched me that he looked at
me. I had to lighten it up because it was getting deep. I'm sorry. That's just who I am.
No, it's funny, but no, he did touch me with how he was kind.
Did it hurt? Yeah. I see him as kind of a dom.
No, he touched me way of that I had fucking never been touched heart to heart.
Oh, so he fucked your heart.
Yeah, he fucked my heart there.
He opened your chest up and just started.
He actually was a brother. He was a brother.
That's good though, man. I'm really happy for you for that. Cause I know you've been dealing with that for fucking ever.
It's been a while that I've actually had my brother tell me he loves me.
Damn, son. He's like, look. Well, man, I think you guys were like two bulls. You know what I mean? Like,
no, we were for a while. We were two bulls. I was a smaller bull, and he was a big bull. Saying,
but hey, you're still like, fuck you, I'm gonna try.
Yeah, no, every day of my life, I'm gonna
fuck you. I'm gonna at least try.
My brother, yeah. But at the end of the day,
but you still respect him.
He's the bigger bull. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to back him up if he needs the fucking help, though.
Well, yeah, that's family, man.
So, I mean, at the end of the day,
I like the dude. I've always liked the dude. Just his energy and my energy are so different. Like, back to Mortal Kombat, I'm Nightwolf.
Yes, exactly.
And that dude is Scorpion. Yeah. I'm like the chillest fucking dude. I'm like, man, I don't get you. Yeah. I respect your energy because it's fucking off the chain. But it's not me. We don't match energy.
Exactly.
At all.
And like, it's completely opposite.
I respect
opposite.
You and I fuck with you, but it's just, we're not the same.
It's the same with me and him. We're completely opposite. We're like, yo, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Because he even said, like, when we were sitting there talking at the bar, we were talking, and he even said, we are not the same.
Oh, absolutely.
We're complete opposites. Like, but you're completely calm, and I'm completely about straight up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking.
At least he admitted he's a scorpion.
Yeah. No, he did. And whatever he even said, he said, "But you're my brother. I love you to death." Yeah. And that's what got to me. Like,
did you cry?
Tell me the truth. No.
Did you shed a bro tear? Don't lie. Don't lie, Billy. Like, was there a tear in your beer or not?
He fought it back, you know.
Nah,
he did. He probably choked it back. He's like, man, he will slap me for being a bitch right now.
No, I asked him.
I better not fuck it up.
No, I said,
don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up.
God damn it. No, I said, I love you too, brother. But what's your plan?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
he explained
and he told you, like, he's got something going on.
He told me everything that's going on and everything else, but I can't go deeper into that because
expect you to. That's not our business. That's his business. But I'm just glad you guys had that recollection.
We did. And we had our time. And
I'm glad you guys were able to
scissor
that deer drums.
And I was super surprised because me and Richard, the one that hosts this podcast here.
Every once in a while these days, but yeah.
Yeah. I would like to help you out with that a little bit more if you want me to. But
maybe we'll talk about that.
Since he's kind of...
he's tied up.
Yeah.
He's in the BDSM scene these days.
Exactly,
he stays tied up.
So he's literally tied. All right.
His girl hog ties him and does the deal.
Moving on to that. Richard was hanging out with us and everything else. But with everything else, it's just kind of interesting, different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Let's change it up real quick because we're about to end it and wrap it up. The crutches. What's the crutches life been about?
Let's talk to Quentin for a few minutes.
What's the crutches life been like for the last 2 months, you said?
2 months, boys. Let me tell you something. My upper body is phenomenal.
You feel like a fucking Olympic, like, dude, like gymnast. I am a
fucking shiny golden god from the fucking waist up, boys.
From waist up? He said my dick game's real bad. I'm not gonna lie.
No, boys, not the, that, you know. All
right, he said pitter-patter. I don't get at her as often these days because the crutch game fucks it up. It's packs.
The mojo's...
The mojo's not as JoJo these days, huh?
But it's good.
It's good? Hell yeah, man. So what game should we be playing? If you say Call of Duty and we're not playing together, we're...
Call of Duty, you're not fucking... What do you got, an Xbox?
I got a PlayStation, but we can still cross-play. Okay, so... Cross-play me.
We played once before.
Did we? Well, yeah. If you guys play Warzone, that's a you guys problem. I'm sorry.
You don't like the Warzone?
I'm not a fan.
I play the other shit. I just...
Okay, we'll play the other shit and we'll play hardcore and we'll be like... In it, like swimwear. That's real.
Because
hardcore is truth. If you play core, don't even listen to my podcast. You're a pussy. Go to church.
Damn.
Go to church, pussy.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. You pussies can listen to the podcast. I love everybody. But don't play core team deathmatch. That's weak.
But
And shout out to Peyton. We are like level 3 friends on Pokego now. That's lit, Freak Show 101. Think it's your name.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I wonder who the fuck that was.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, this bird not be Rachel.
No, it's Elwood. I be getting Elwood gifts.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I was thinking of Aaron's girl, Rachel.
Oh, fuck no.
So I was like, why this bitch?
What?
You're not in it yet.
Uh-oh. The man's back there pissing. He's got some words to say before everybody leaves. But anyways, yeah, Pokemon Go is addicting as crack. Don't start it if you haven't. It's fucking dumb. You waste your gas, and it's a lot of fun.
I walk.
What are you talking about?
Do you walk?
I walk.
That's how you.
Girl, you need to drive over here and get the fucking stroller and gang out.
What are you talking about?
That'd be cool.
All right, everybody. I know this is coming to the end of the podcast, so. It is. Well, with everybody working the past few weeks, and sorry, I can't really talk right now. I have a toothache, and I had some numbing gel on
my
stuff.
He's been sucking a lot of dick this week.
Fuck y'all.
His tonsils are really swollen from fucking deep throating his brother at the bar the other day.
Yeah, man. All right, so, well, with everybody having this great Labor Day weekend...
Be safe, man.
Yeah, seriously.
We're drinking beers, but we're doing it
safely. Be out there. Be safe. I have friends that are out there camping and canoeing.
Drink responsibly.
It's called Cabrewing. Cabrewing. Everybody be safe.
Please.
Everybody be out there being careful. Don't drink. Don't fucking go out being stupid. And
remember, watch your kids, y'all.
Yeah.
Watch
always
your kids,
the kids
man.
Are the,
watch your
kids. Kids are the main thing, people. Just watch your kids. Make sure they stay safe. Don't get hurt.
Don't let them play in the road.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly
don't make
that.
Memorial Day about the day you remember your kid was hit
Labor
by a
day,
car,
bud.
You dumbass.
Labor Day, bud.
Labor Day?
Yeah, Labor Day.
Oh, well,
day
it's
weekend,
for the working
bud.
Boys. We
yeah,
workers.
Yeah, us.
It's just
ones
for me.
That want to take the weekend off with our family and enjoy
Three
what this
day.
Country has made. Labor Day was made about 9/11, people.
Shout out to USIC for giving me paid time off Monday. And I'm not even in my 90. Shout out to all my Elwood homies that are USIC employees that have been training me and showing me the ropes. Y'all are cool.
And shout out to all the firefighters out there and EMT workers that are out there risking their lives every day to go out there and help people and do good things.
And let's all pray that Quentin has a speedy recovery. So he can get basked to busting nuts and fucking sluts as soon as possible.
Exactly.
ASAP.
Exactly.
And to that, I take a dab and we are out of here.
And Quentin, for you those, and for those firefighters that did serve on 9/11, congrats to you.
Y'all got 3 dicks for that.
Yeah. No, seriously.
3 dicks. Remember that.
Seriously.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody
Quentin,
have a great
you got
great,
anything
great
to say before we are skilly diddly out?
Not much, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys, hanging out. Enjoying the vibes. All, love all around.
They call us the Trojan Always. Podcast. It's for your pleasure.
Love all.
Well, boys. Ferda.
Good night.
Ferda.